Well, they were absolutely starving. And then it tells you about the food.
The sergeant of each section gave a small piece of bread, about an ounce. So much,
no,
is it?
No, not when you're starving.
To each man, and inquiry was made along the ranks for a butcher. One having gone forward, he was immediately ordered to kill a pig, which having been slaughtered was divided amongst the company, a portion of the head in its rough state being my share, and having placed it upon the fire, the heat of which served to dry out our clothing and accoutrements, and to cook our separate portion of meat, which having become warmed through and blackened with smoke, I partook of a little, but finding it too raw and unsavoury, having neither bread nor salt, I put the remainder in my haversack. That's quite good.
He did try it a bit later.
Yeah.
When he cooked it for a second time, I think there was a part of a body, a human body, and with all the bits of firewood and stuff, what they were cooking. But you just can't imagine that day.
As Matthew packed his kit, he paid special attention to his musket. It had taken a soaking during the night, so he fired a test shot to check it was working. He knew his life would depend on it in the hours to come.